A little-known display of the Ten Commandments in North Idaho has attracted the attention of a couple of national legal organizations. The issue involves a stone monument in a city park in Sandpoint. Jessica Robinson has the story.
Sandpoint city attorney didn't even know there was a Ten Commandments monument in town. Not until he got a letter saying the display violates the U.S. Constitution. That letter came from a Wisconsin-based group called the Freedom from Religion Foundation. Patrick Elliott is an attorney for the group.
So under the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, we believe the monument shouldn't be allowed to be on government property, which is where this monument is.
Now enter another legal heavyweight, the Liberty Institute out of Texas. Hiram Lasser is the director of litigation.
The Supreme Court has said that unnecessarily removing the monument simply because it has a religious nature to it could actually be demonstrating hostility under the First Amendment.
Sasser has offered to assist the city of Sandpoint in mounting a defense if there's a lawsuit. The city is weighing its options. Both national groups have also gotten involved in a similar controversy in Coos Bay, Oregon. In that case, the debate is over a Vietnam War memorial in a city park. It's in the shape of a cross. I'm Jessica Robinson in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.